Welcome to today's episode of
In Case You Missed It.
Well, if you missed it this morning, we talked about a species of caterpillar that can turn themselves into poop.
Doo-doo.
All right, random fact here for you, Tony. It's the worst. I feel bad for caterpillars right now.
For caterpillars. Yeah. All right, let's have it.
There are some species of caterpillars that have evolved to look like bird poop. It's that so if birds spot them, they won't get eaten. So that's the equivalent of a caterpillar superpower.
Like if they were a hero.
Yeah.
They're
this one species. So they're like, you know, oh, man, what should we do? Call the caterpillars that can look like poop. Duh. Yeah. That's the worst superpower. I feel bad for them.
That's my self-defense against myself.
Right.
Turning into Dookie.
Yeah. Like if you're about to get into a fight and all of a sudden, it'd probably work.
If I'm a Power
Ranger. I mean, no one's going to fight poop.
Right. I don't want to be the Power Ranger that turns to, I don't want to be a Pooer Ranger. Oh, poor caterpillar.
I know. This is the equivalent of like, turn into a carrot. Right.
Yeah, you're a superhero. Coolest it gets.
Yeah.
Carrot man.
Hey, we got to go fight off this enemy. Let's all go. Except for you, carrot man.
Go, carrot power.
You just hang here with broccoli girl. Chuck Norris, huge celebrity, right?
Yes, he is.
Tony got to not really talk to him this morning. It was completely fake and made up, but Tony did it.
Fake it till you make it.
It's today's fake news interview with Chuck Norris.
Looky there. Y'all put them Judy Choppers together. It's Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Wow.
Chuck Norris.
Hey, good morning, Chuck. How you feeling?
I'm feeling fine this morning.
Can you explain what it feels like when you run?
Well, think of sticking your head out of a window of a car doing 120 miles an hour and feeling that wind hitting you in the face. It's, it's pretty hard to actually breathe. It's hard to... really catch your breath because the wind is hitting you so hard in the face.
What parts of the weather do you control?
The clouds and the wind.
What was it like to dig out the Grand Canyon with a spoon?
It was very exhilarating.
What's the worst part about having the ability to fly?
The big thing is coming in for a landing because you don't know whether you're going to come in standing up or sliding in, and so you don't know until the last
minute. What'd you say to that guy who bet you couldn't drink all the water in the lake?
I took a big gulp and said yes.
What an honor. Yeah, old Chuck Norris. You come on back now and you can't, Chuck.
And we had a little story time today.
Story time.
Yeah, it's Tony Tales.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, there was the most beautiful woman in the world, but she was half porcupine. Her name was Sarah Stabsman. She was the last of the half-human, half-porcupine people. Finding a boyfriend was easy for her because she was so beautiful, but snuggling was impossible because she was half-porcupine. She thought she would never find true love. Till one day, a stranger moved to town named Arthur Armadillo. Arthur was struck by Sarah Stabsman's beauty, and Sarah was impressed by Arthur's body armor.
Hi, my name's Arthur, and you're hot, said Arthur the Armadillo. I'm the last of the half-human, half-armadillos. Bet you're hard on raincoats. Hey, since you're hot and we're both kind of rare, how about we strike up a love flame that we can grow into a bonfire of desire?
Okay,
said Sarah Stabsman. The two grew closer and fell in love, and now they sell airbrushed t-shirts in Gatlinburg. The end.
We talked about old words that we don't use anymore. Or that we still use.
Some, yeah.
That most people don't use anymore. Dude was mine.
Bro.
Bro. And you can combine the two and be broder.
Or duder.
Nah, dude, you don't want to be anybody's duder. You can't be your bro's duder.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. Right.
sir. Listening to your show this morning.
Yeah.
I got to think about some of the old words that I still use.
Yes, sir.
Not real sure if it's an old word, but my great-grandma, who was 98 years old when she passed away a couple years back, she used to incorporate two words together quite frequently. When she would come across something that was a matter of ovine fecal material, in other words, she would incorporate two words, and she would say, "Ah, bush."
Bush, I get it.
I don't.
It's the first two letters of bull, and the first two letters of shh.
Oh,
bush.
Yeah.
That's a great one. That's awesome, man.
Hey, that way. Let y'all hear on the end on that one.
That's a good one.
You can say that and not feel dirty about saying it.
Right.
Because you could bush during the sermon or something.
Well, you shouldn't bush during sermons. But
I mean, it's not dirty.
Right, but at Walmart, I think it's acceptable. Hey, man, appreciate the call, dude. Thanks.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
You too. The best country lyric never written this morning.
Ever.
Had background singers for the first time ever. Enjoy.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She threw us away like an old piece of trash.
Piece of trash.
Her new man's truck's nicer, plus he has lots of cash.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And your IQ can go up at least one whole point.
Or at least like 0.14.
Or however.
Or 0.01.
You'll be smarter than you were. It's Tony's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Voluntold. Voluntold is what happens when your daddy said, "It sure would be nice to have some help mowing the yard." You'd been ballin' told.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
This is really good. I mean, first off, it includes donuts. So nothing can go wrong because donuts are involved, okay?
Started with that, no.
There's a guy named John Chan. He owns a donut shop somewhere in California, Seal Beach. I'm not sure where that is.
Mm-hmm.
He and his wife, Stella, have been working together at the shop every morning since they came to the country as refugees from Cambodia 40 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hard workers.
Some of his regular customers recently noticed Stella wasn't there. Mm-hmm. John, he told them, he said she'd had an aneurysm. So he was working at the store every day and then rushing home to be with her at night.
Wow, busy.
His regulars wanted to set up a GoFundMe, but he said no. He didn't want that. So they came up with an even better plan to help him.
How's that?
They go in and they buy all his donuts every day.
They buy him out?
Yeah. John's policy has always been stay open until he sells out.
Oh, wow.
So now that everyone's buying up his donuts early in the morning, he can go home and spend as much time as possible with Stella.
With his sick wife.
Yeah.
What a bunch of great customers.
More good news. She's improving now. She can talk and write. Right now, she's trying to start eating again. So it's all looking up for John and Stella and the donut shop.
They go wipe him out every day just to give it.
As soon as he gets open, he goes in, buys them all, and then he goes home.
Oh, your rest of the day, go be with your wife.
And then, I mean, that's
awesome.
That's awesome. To those regular customers of the donut shop, y'all are
real good.
That's it for today's In Case You Missed It. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you listening to
In Case You Missed It.
Blah, 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 blah.